Welcome to the Mystic Bits Show. We are a live stream social media show and podcast with topics spanning psychic development, spirituality, creativity, and more. Hi, my name is Ingrid H. Turner. I am a mystic, a poet, a nomad, and I'm here to work with a very special kind of human. I'm here to connect with the misfits, the healers, the black sheep of the family, artists, and other outrageously creative humans. You are here to break the system and usher in a new paradigm, and my job is to help you do that by helping you reconnect with your intuition so you trust yourself again and you blaze that new trail, being of service through the vehicle of your passion. This episode you're about to listen to was recorded on my Facebook page. You can find that at facebook.com/IngridHTurnerSpirit. I go live on that account every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please follow me there so you can be a part of the Mystic Bitch live audience, participate in Q&A, and get a reading from me. Again, welcome, beloved. All right. Hey, my loves, if you're watching, leave a comment and let me know you're here because I cannot see who's watching unless you tell me. And I'd like to know you're here so I can give you a boatload of love and welcome and appreciation. Hello. Hello. If you're new here, you don't know who I am. Hello. My name is Ingrid H. Turner. I'm a psychic medium. I'm a psychic development teacher. Mystical, poetic, nomadic. It's yummy. It's yummy to be me. And it's yummy to be you and to have you in my sphere and in my presence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, beautiful Charlotte. Thanks for leaving a comment, letting me know you're here. I adore you. I'm so glad to see you. What are we doing here today? This is our weekly spiritual renewal. This is where we show up and receive messages from divine spirit, get our energy right, move out into the week squeaky clean, high vibe, frequency lifted, so that we can continue to up level ourselves and to expand the frequency consciousness of the planet one beautiful loving interaction at a time. Thank you for showing up and being a part of this network, part of this community. I also do readings on these weekly lives. Readings are by donation. You can leave a donation of any amount to the Bhava Spiritual Mission. That is linked in the description of this video, and I'll throw it on the screen later when we're ready for that. And then, it'd be my pleasure to do a reading for you and see what you need to know this week, what the energies hold for you, and how I can be of service. Anything else you need, just leave a comment. Let me know. I am here at your service, my loves. Hello, beautiful Kelly. Hello, Iris. Lovely, lovely. All right, let's start off with a grounding meditation, and then we're going to open up with a prayer and prayer healing, which I will describe as we go. Hey, one more thing before we get started. If you show up to these weekly events and you find them helpful and valuable, please share out with people who you think would benefit from these weekly lives. Friends, family, timeline, feed, messages, whatever makes the most sense. And leave a comment because this helps boost us up in the algorithm so that more of our community can find us. Let's just open up with prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for bringing us together, this beautiful network of humans with our intention, with our spirit, with our love. Thank you for opening us up to hear your message, to receive divine healing and protection, to move out into the world in love, in unity, building community, lifting each other up completely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. At this time, I want to invite you to share your prayers. Prayer healing, put it in the prayer pot. This is your opportunity to pray for yourself, pray for your loved ones, pray for your not so loved ones. Whatever is on your heart, top of mind, causing tension, I want you to release it through prayer. Leave a comment, even if you just want to leave a heart or leave the prayer itself, and we'll bring it up on screen and we will affirm these prayers for you and it will go further out as we affirm these prayers. Okay. Yes. Lost transmission. Thanks, Iris. I know. Funky internet, I guess. Apologies. Hope you all can see me and hear me. If you're having any trouble, do let me know. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. I have been unwell and I have a cough. So I have cough drops here that I'm going to be chewing on. I'm sorry. It's better than me spluttering into the microphone. I will occasionally, if I need to, mute myself and duck down instead of coughing at you, which just seems rude. Beautiful Kelly, praying for the heart and compassion for spirit to guide me how to be in service to a dear friend with alcohol and mental illness addiction. Oh, that's very hard, my love. Let's go ahead and send Kelly, send prayer and healing to Kelly to surround her in the white hot light of protection and love and confidence, to help her tap fully into the present moment and her intuition so she is clear in every moment what it is she can do or not do to be of service to herself, to be of service to her friend, to hold amazing space so her friend can find their way to healing and wholeness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, beautiful Charlotte. Pray for mind chatter to stop making up stories that aren't real. Well, I'm going to go into a little bit of teaching here, my love. Your mind's always going to make shit up. It's up to you to tap into your heart and your intuition so that you can recognize what's bullshit, what the mind story is. So let's send prayers and healing for our beautiful Charlotte to wrap her up in confidence, in divine confidence and self-love, so she is immune and impervious to the conditioning, to the stories, to the fears that show up and try and derail her. She is fully focused and aligned and believes fully in herself and divine spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, one sec, folks. I'm going to try not to do that too much. Okay, Iris, I did see your question. I'm going to need you to leave that comment again when we get to the readings part, because I won't be able to scroll all the way back up and get it, but I got you. I'm happy to answer your question when we get there, sweetheart. I'll let you know when you're up, babe. Okay. Thank you all so much for being here and being amazing. Here's what I want to talk about. This shit. First of all, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you took a break? I mean, like a real break. Like where you didn't do anything, you didn't do any self-development, you didn't get on the phone, you didn't answer emails, you disconnected. When was the last time you took more than like an hour or two to yourself? Days, ideally. Have you ever in your adult life taken a break, given yourself that time? You need to. You need to give yourself a break, because if you don't, you're going to get sick. I got sick. That's how I know. When I am moving through whatever I'm moving through, I am excavating it for the message, for the collective. So for me, over the last several weeks, I have been watching myself negate myself in small but important and consistent ways. It was like I hopped on a bullet train and I couldn't get off because the momentum was too strong. I felt helpless as I watched myself continue to deprioritize the way in which I know is most healthy and effective for me to show up in the world in favor of my conditioning, other people's expectations, in favor of the fires that need to be put out, what other people needed in that moment. And again, a lot of this was just in small little ways. Like, okay, yes, I can take care of that real quick. Okay, yes, I can take care of that real quick. And over and over and over, I did it. And the first thing that happened is I started to notice my neck and shoulders got really stiff and sore. I was like, oh man, I'm hunching over the computer too much. I kept planning time off, and because the momentum was so strong, I was so deep in that groove of sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. Even when I planned days off, something would come up and I couldn't say no. I couldn't say no to phone calls. I couldn't say no to helping this person or that person or whatever it was, or just taking care of this whole thing over here for my business. But it's like doing that instead of prioritizing something over here that feels juicy, right? Over and over and over again. I'm watching myself do this and I'm going, this is not good. This is not the way that spirit has been telling me to operate. This is not the way that feels good to operate. This is very far off track from where I've come, and I couldn't make myself change. sometimes you can't because the momentum is so strong, and that's okay. But what happened is I started to get stiff neck and shoulders. It was really hurting me. Every morning I wake up and be like, oh God, that is painful. And then finally, after I had put one too many commitments on my plate, it was just too high. The balance went toppling and boom, I got sick. Nobody else got sick around me. This is an energetic, but it's a potent one. It took me out for a few days. This last week, I've been not available, just not available. And it all is in here. It's my throat. It's my ears. I've got a cough. I've got a sore throat. Last night, I felt like I was going to drown when I was laying down to go to sleep. Yes, I took a COVID test. No, it's not COVID. I'm telling you, it's energetic. The person who I live with isn't sick at all. Nobody I've been around has gotten sick. It's just very much spirit coming in. You will listen. Your body will tell you. It will communicate to you where you are derailing. And for me, the throat chakra is really potent. I do a lot of speaking and I do a lot of writing. It's also my fucking problem child. Okay, it's the place, the energy center in my body where I consistently have felt blocked, unsure, constricted. I've done a lot of work on the throat chakra. But the throat chakra is not just communication. It's authentic self-expression. And what I was doing for the last several weeks was not being authentic in my expression. I was showing up the way I thought I should show up. I was doing the things I should do, putting out fires, doing little things here and there for other people, which is fine. And I'm not saying we don't do things for other people. I'm not saying we don't have responsibilities and duties and that we don't show up in service and that we do not make compromises. We do. But when your whole fucking life is a compromise in small and consistent ways, and you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. When it's consistent compromise over and over and over again, little things that pile up really quickly, then you are not living in your passion. You are not prioritizing your passion. And here is the conclusion that I've come to. Here's what is really coming through from Divine Spirit through this experience. We are no longer in an energetic reality, in a paradigm where we can get away with that shit. It used to be before we popped into new energy in the new earth, in 2020, it used to be that we had a high, high tolerance for negativity and self-negation. Is that a word? Self-negating, negation. Anyway, you know what I mean? We had a high tolerance for that. People sacrificed their whole fucking lives at the altar of their conditioning, at the altar of other people's expectations, at the altar of what they should be doing. They chipped away and chipped away and chipped away and died unfulfilled. And here's the gift that you and I have, because you and I are more and more sensitive as time goes by. Our body, our spirit, our mind, our emotions have less and less tolerance for slipping off into that energy of self-sacrifice in favor of what? Oh, you're a good person. Oh, okay. It's not just compromise. It's not meeting somebody in the middle. It's absolute self-destruction. And this means we no longer have the tolerance for it. The physical body will not handle it the same way that it did 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And here's the tricky part. You and I were born in an old energy, in an old paradigm, where that was the norm, where that's what we did. Man, woman alike, different versions, different ways it. I'm going to cough. Hang on. Sorry. Different ways that it manifested, but manifested did. And now it's shifted. And can you feel that? Check in with your body. I want you to ask yourself, where is my body communicating my self-abandonment? For me, it's always here and here and here. The more out of alignment I am, the more stiff I wake up. And because I have spent so much time, especially this last year, in my flow, in my zone, in my passion, My frequency has risen. Therefore, my sensitivity has risen. So just a few weeks of me abandoning that lifestyle, that path, was enough to take me out for 3 or 4 days. And I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful for that because I needed that. I needed the rest. I needed to stop so that I could get the clarity. And I got incredible clarity as I've been down for the count the last couple of days. I didn't do my show on Thursday. I did do it on Wednesday night, but I felt rotten afterwards, so I shouldn't have done it. And I just backed off from all my responsibilities. Had to catch up with some mildly irritated people. I'm sorry. At least I perceived mildly irritated. Maybe that wasn't the case. Maybe that was just my conditioning, right? My conditioning for self-sacrifice, right? So where does your body communicate your self-abandonment? Where is it communicating it right now? Tap in. Where are you sore, stiff, heavy? Your body is always communicating to you. Leave a comment and tell me, where is your body communicating this to you? That's the physical part. And then what's the energy? Mine is in communication. That's my gift. Writing, poetry, speaking. That's where it's going to show up for me. For you, maybe it's in your belly. Maybe it's in your back or your chest. It would behoove you to identify where your body is signaling your self-abandonment, because you are more sensitive than you ever were, because your frequency is increasing. Because here you are, your frequency can't help but increase in this new earth on this spiritual path, because that is the energy in the world that we are living in. That is the new reality. That is the reality. So honor your sensitivity. And when you start to feel stiff and sore and uncomfortable, stop. Stop. Take one day. Every single one of us can spare one day. Can your life fall apart if you leave it for one day? No, it cannot. And one day, 24 hours, will get you right back on track, will give you all the clarity that you need on how you need to move forward. And that's the other really important piece, is knowing what your passion is and honoring that passion. It doesn't necessarily fit into a tidy box. All right. Mine is words, creativity through words. That is the passion. That is, and my other passions are spirituality and creativity, but mostly it's the vehicle of language, right? So my nickname isn't a leave. Jess, that's funny. What are you taking a leave for? That's going to be your answer. That's really funny. It is through the vehicle of words. And so I know my throat is going to be where it's going to show up for me. If it shows up in your belly, Charlotte, neck, shoulders, and low back. So neck and shoulders is communication. It's your voice. Lower back, that's your sacral, my love. What does the sacral represent? That's your feminine energy, your creativity, the ability to wend your way through the world in this sort of fluid, liquid way, right? To be absolutely sensual in the present moment. Do you have medical conditions or issues that you are dealing with right now? The energetic is going to be really clear once you tap into it from that angle. Now, I do want to say this, and this is very important, my love. This is very important. Once it manifests as physical, you have to engage with it from the physical healing's point as well as the energetic. That's the potent combination. So when I got sick, it was beyond just shifting my energetics. It was beyond shifting my focus. Going, oh, okay, I'll do it. Because it's already sick. My body already need propping up. I need to take my vitamin C. I needed to gargle the salt water. I needed to drink lots of water and the lemon water. I needed to drink my teas. I needed to rest my body. I had to do what I needed to do, but I was also able to work with the energetics of it, which is recommitting during that respite. So if you have physical ailments in your body, understand the energetics. Begin working with it from that point of view, from that standpoint. What do I need to reprioritize? Where am I self-abandoning? And at the same time, continue to work on the physical aspect of it. What medicines do I need? What appointments, what adjustments, what self-care, physical self-care do I need? Bring it together from both ends, and that is going to radically revolutionize your healing journey. It's going to boost it on both fronts, all three fronts. Energetic, physical, and emotional. So leave a comment. Tell me how this feels. Tell me what's coming up for you and where you can identify the energetics of it. I want to know. And if you need help, I'm here to help you with that. I understand the body and the energetic connection very well. It's something I've been working with myself and with my clients for a long time, and I want to be of service to you through that. Your body is a very clear communicator when you know its language, and I know the language. So let me know. So yeah, cough drops. Water, lemon water. I'm still laughing at Jess's, so my nickname isn't to leave. All right. Tell me how that feels to you. Tell me how that resonates with you. Tell me what that brings up for you. Give me some feedback. And we'll do readings here in a bit because readings are fun. Okay. I suddenly got a lot of text banners I've created here, so I have to go through and there we go. Boom. Like depressed or could just mean I need deep rest. Well, they say depressed is deep rest. So yeah, there's also depression is fear turned inward. Anger turned inward. So if you're having depression, there's anger for you to express and expel. You got to get in touch with that. Where do you feel this depressive feeling in your body? Where do you physically feel it concentrated in your body? Is it in your heart? Is it in your stomach? Where's it hanging out in your body? That's where you want to go to get through the layers and to the bottom of it so it can really start to speak to you and you can take the necessary actions, make the necessary energetic commitment in order to bust through that depression. Deep rest, yes, but there comes a point where that deep rest becomes counterproductive. As depression, the antidote to depression is actually action, but not just any action that moves you through it. I hope that's helpful, my darling. If you'd like a reading, if you have any other questions or comments about the talk today, leave a comment and you can leave a donation in any amount to the Bava Spiritual Mission. And I will be so happy to do a reading for you on today's broadcast. Good. I'm glad that was helpful, Jess. That makes me very happy. First up, we have our beautiful Iris. Iris, my love, can you repost your question so that I can tune in for you on that? So yeah, if you're just joining and you're not familiar with me, hello, I'm Ingrid Turner. I am a psychic medium, psychic development teacher, mystic poet healer. I'm here speaking messages from Divine Spirit, channeling Divine Spirit. And right now we're diving into individual readings by donation. So donate any amount to the Bava Spiritual Mission. The link is in the description of the video and it's also right there on your screen. And I will be more than happy to do a reading for you. Okay, Iris, what do I need to know about the changes happening in my daughter's marriage? How can I best support them right now? Okay, when we're doing a reading for other people and other people's energy, I want to make it really clear. Everything we do is by permission. Okay, it's very permission-based. So I'm able to tap into energy and get answers for what somebody else would be okay with me receiving and sharing with you, what they could share with you if they could. But I will not get information that they don't want to share. I just won't. Okay. So I can totally tap into this and see how you can best support them right now. Show me. Okay, what I'm getting, beautiful Iris, is that your daughter is feeling the need or is needing to move through this situation on her own for a while. It feels like I get the sense of her turning away from you as she is diving into this experience. There's an energy of independence and needing to be independent and feeling the need to push through this on her own and muddle through it, even if she's making mistakes, even if it's hard for her, and not come to anybody else, not just you, but anybody else for advice on this, because she's really feeling like she needs to figure it out. It's more than just about the shifting in her marriage and that dynamic and what's going on there. It's sort of a phase that she's going through, is what I'm getting, where she's really feeling the need to become more independent and to become more self-sufficient, but in kind of an emotional and a mental way. That's what it feels like to me. So for you, the thing to do is to hang back. Let me get some water here. See if we can hang back, my love. I feel like she will make her way to you when she is ready to receive feedback, to receive that help and that guidance. But it has to be on her terms. I also feel like her marriage is going to be okay. I feel like it's a rough patch. I feel like it's going to be a little while of sort of like tumbling off center, off base is what I'm feeling. But ultimately, it feels like it's going to get back on track. And mostly it's your daughter who is feeling off kilter and feeling off base. This is more about her life experience right now and the energies that she's dealing with. And it's impacting her marriage, her view of her marriage, maybe her view of her spouse is what it feels like to me. She'll come through the other side and be a more confident and stable woman because of it, more balanced, okay? And for you, you know, you just hold the space. I'm seeing you as like a board, like you're ready to prop her up. You're ready for her to lean on when she needs it, but you're not doing anything in the meantime to force that. So let me pull some more cards. Be her friend. Allow her to come to you with ideas. Then you can come to her with suggestions. This is very much about holding back, waiting for the invitation, setting the intention to hold that space for happiness and well-being to abound. And it will. There's not a negative card here. I don't think this is going to be a disaster. I think this is like, look at the long game. It's going to be fine. But for you, I really get be her friend. Be her friend more than her mother. Just be present when she needs you and know that this is a time when she's really coming to understand and come into her own with her independence and her sense of self. Independence and her sense of self. All right, beautiful. Thank you so much. I hope that was helpful and that gives you some guidance and some solid ground to walk on moving forward. All right, loves. I'm doing readings by donation. Donate any amount to the Bava Spiritual Mission. I will be so happy to do a reading for you. The link is in the description of the video. It's also on my screen right there, bit.ly/donatebava. And I'm here. I'm so happy. Checking the list. I don't think I had anybody else on the list beforehand. And if PayPal is not great for you, then I can accept Venmo. I can throw that on my screen as well. Oh my God. I am just loving the coughing that I've been doing. I sound a lot worse than I feel. I'm actually feeling a lot better today. Like yesterday, I wasn't even able to go live at all because I was like, oh my God, I'm checking the quality of my video here. Seems okay. All right, my loves. Perfect and validates what I've been getting. Many thanks. Great. I'm so glad. What I love about doing readings for intuitive people is the validation. When we're able to validate for each other what we're receiving from spirit, it helps us trust ourselves more and more and more. So less and less and less we need to go outside of ourselves to get the information or the validation of the information that we're getting. It's also valuable the other way, which is, you know, no, you're not getting that right. This is what's coming through from spirit. We can feel the truth of spirit. Here's the trick. When you hear spirit, you feel it in your body. When it's not spirit, it's in your head and it's tied to a whole bunch of chaos. All right. You know, when you're in projection and ego versus when you're in your intuition thusly, when you're projecting, when it's you, there's a lot of charge and attachment to what you're bringing through. When it's your intuition, you don't care. Seriously, the intuition is just the facts, ma'am. Doesn't care at all. It just shows up, boom, and then it's gone. In fact, for me, when I channel, when I do readings, I don't remember what I bring through. It's not mine. It channels. It comes through me. If I remember a reading, I know I have a bit of a problem. I know I was in there in the mix. If I don't remember it, that's a good sign that I was doing my job gloriously and getting out of the way and letting spirit through. So I'm here doing readings by donation. You can donate any amount to the Bava Spiritual Mission. Link on the screen and link in the description of the video. If you're going to get a reading, if you're going to donate for a reading, go ahead and leave a comment and let me know so I know you're doing that. And then we can woo-hoo, do readings. That's what I'm here for. I carve out the space, set the intention, and move on forward. All right, Kim. Hello, gorgeous. Yes, I am doing readings by donation. Donate any amount, and I got you, my friend. And if you have a question, you can let me know what your question is. Or if you want just a general reading, let me know. Just kidding. I don't need to leave, and I'm not depressed. I just love your intuition. Well, then that's some information that you needed. Maybe you get to pass that along to some people that you love. Thanks a lot, Jess. I appreciate you joining and your kind words. Awesome, awesome. Awesome, awesome. All righty. You know what? Actually, I got a Venmo one that I think I forgot about. Yep, donate any amount to the Baba Mission or to my Venmo if you know it. I'll be happy to do a reading for you on today's live. Okay. Looks like kind of a slow Saturday, but that's okay. My loves, I so appreciate you. Thank you so much. Short and sweet tonight. Probably the universe taking care of me because I'm not 100% better yet. So thank you for showing up. Thank you for sharing your love. Thank you for being a part of this community. I'll be back here same time next week, same time, same place. I hope to see you. And again, if you have found this broadcast valuable, the message is valuable, please share out with people who you love, who you think would benefit and are into this kind of thing as well. Thank you, Jess. I appreciate that so much. You all have an absolutely incredible and wonderful evening, and I will see you next time. Whoops, where am I? Who am I? Bye, y'all. Hey, babe, do me a favor. Share this show out with anyone who you feel would benefit from being a part of this community. Remember to follow me on social media, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/IngridHTurnerSpirit, and my TikTok account, @IngridHTurner, and check out my spiritual and psychic development resources in my Stan store, that's stan.store/IngridHTurner. And you can learn more about me on my website, www.IngridHTurner.com. Big love to you, beloved. I will see you next time. Let it all, let it all.